You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Tentil Places, a theater podcast. My name is Aaliyah Gardner and I'm your host. I'm so excited for this episode because one of my really good friends, Christopher Miles Livingston, hopped on the show with me today. I've been wanting him to be on this on the podcast for so long, so I'm so grateful that he set aside time to chat with me. And he's fabulous. He's an artist, a performer, a singer, an actor. He has an album out called Gypsy Queen. It is on Spotify right now. Trust me, it is amazing. If you like low-key, like R&B, like I don't really know how to describe it. We chat about what quote-unquote his genre is, but it's unique in its own way, and I think that he did a wonderful job creating this album. So please check out Gypsy Queen on Spotify, and check him out on Instagram at i.am.christophermiles. Now, before I even jump into this episode and this conversation with Chris, I wanted to take this moment to highlight a very special small business that I came across on Instagram. It's called at Creatively Broadway. The woman who runs it, her name is Sarah. She creates custom-made bookmarks inspired by Broadway shows, and they are honestly so beautiful. When I saw this page, I saw the bookmarks and I saw the work and the creativity that goes into these bookmarks. It is so special, and I had to share it with you guys because, no joke, these bookmarks are so beautiful. Like, I wish that they were sold at Barnes & Noble the way that they're looking, because they're beautiful watercolors and beautiful original designs. Say beautiful one more time, Aaliyah. Beautiful original designs inspired by Broadway shows. If you like Six, guess what? She got Six bookmarks. If you like Ratatouille, the TikTok musical, guess what? She has a Ratatouille bookmark for that musical. Honestly, some other films and everything are on there as well. Please check her out on Instagram. Sarah is blessing you guys with a 10% off coupon code. So if you guys are interested in checking out her store and shopping small this holiday season for friends and family, please use the coupon code PLACES10. That is PLACES10, the number, on her Etsy store to get 10% off of your purchase. Once again, thank you, Sarah, so much for giving us the coupon code. Thank you guys so much for constantly supporting artists, and please check her out and support her because she's wonderful and deserves the support this holiday season. But now that that has been said, I'm going to go ahead and jump into the episode. Thank you again, Sarah, for the coupon code. Hopefully you guys go out and support her. And thank you for Chris for chatting with me. You're a beautiful, beautiful human, and I cannot wait to support all of the other pieces of art that you're going to be putting out in the next couple of years, because look out for him, y'all. He's coming. I promise you. Hopefully you enjoy this episode from stage to studio. Enjoy.
It's going, you know, living that best quarantine life in 2020.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing? How have you been?
Good. You know, just trying to figure out what's next for myself. Mm-hmm. I know at the beginning of quarantine, it's been very uncertain in terms of performing arts. Mm-hmm. So it seems like now everything's kind of shifting in a better place, but it's still a little uncertain, but we're working on it, basically.
Yeah, we're getting there. Honestly, there's been so much work, surprisingly, like popping up in the area, which is awesome. But for those of you who do not know Chris, he is an actor, he's a singer, musician, artist, amazing. Like, I'm super excited to just delve in. So feel free to tell the listeners, who are you? Who is Christopher Livingston?
Oh, thank you. Well, I feel like you hyped me up a little too much there.
You need no introduction, girl.
Why? No, I appreciate it. So yes, my name is Christopher Miles Livingston. I am originally from South CAC. Okay.
Ooh, gang.
gang. And when I was younger, I was born and raised in South Carolina. And then I moved around the age of 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. And then we moved to Atlanta, Georgia. And
hey!
ATL.
That's where my boyfriend lived for a couple years, too.
Oh, for real? Oh, that's dope. We love Atlanta. We love Atlanta.
I love Atlanta. The club scene is popping down there. Jeez. Mm-hmm. With masks. And if it's safe, I don't go to the club. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're pretending like COVID doesn't exist. Listen, I love Atlanta. I love y'all. I'm not even trying to throw shade, but come on, y'all. We got to get it together. We got to get through this so that we can have some sort of normalcy again. Mm-hmm. Whatever that means.
Right?
Whatever
that means. I don't even know.
But yeah, like I said, yeah, I lived in Atlanta for about a year and a half. And then we moved to Virginia, mm-hmm. where we lived there for a year and a half.
VA.
And then we moved to Maryland finally. And I have lived in three areas in Maryland. So I've moved around quite a lot. So I'm used to that life, which has prepared me for the future, which I didn't realize, but...
Oh man, should we just jump into the tour? Oh my goodness.
Should we?
Oh man, I'm so hyped.
Should we? No.
But now, for those of you who do not know, Chris was on the tour of A Bronx Tale, which is a beautiful show. It was so amazing. I saw the set pieces in the photos and he looks amazing. Do you want to tell them like what the show's about, like what, how you got involved and everything, and just, yeah, just spill the deets.
Yeah, the deets. let me see if I got some juicy stuff. No, I'm just playing. But no, yeah, so it's funny. So the cast was already done. Like they were already cast. Mm-hmm. And I auditioned last year in August, I believe it was August, the summer. Yeah, so summer of 2019. Mm-hmm. They were looking for swings / ensemble members. Mm-hmm. And I had been working in the city at my school, AMDA, mm-hmm. That I attended back in 2017. I was working there as a high school counselor for their summer program. And yeah, so I was going through a lot of auditions, and honestly, it was really rough. And I think it just had to do with the fact that I had been auditioning so much prior. And a lot of people don't know, but auditioning takes a lot out of you. Like, mm-hmm. I know that people think, oh, it's just as simple as going in and like...
Nah. They Any ask you professionals to sing. Who are listening, no, it's, you can be going to, I think one of the girls from Frozen had to go to at least 10 auditions mm-hmm. to be able to get on the show, and it was just ensemble, which is crazy. So like, yeah. What was like the process with that?
So my process was pretty simple. I attended it was an appointment for an audition. Mm-hmm. And I don't have an agent, by the way. Just want to put that out there. So I had to do this all on my own. Mm-hmm. Which I'm not complaining about. I'm not complaining at all.
Listen, the grind don't stop, honestly. Who needs an agent? I don't have an agent. You don't have an agent. I like my money, so.
That part. And also, you know what? I think it also makes you work harder. Like, it makes you kind of be like, okay, you know what? I don't have anybody. Let me go out and do this on my own and see what happens.
Right.
So I did that, and the audition went really well. And then they asked me, do I remember what happened? It's only a year ago. So much has happened since then.
It's been 10. Don't worry. We all are struggling.
Listen. And then, okay, so then they asked me to come back a week later, and we did, I believe I read sides, and I also sang, pause, I lied. I did not do that. I came in and danced. That's what it was. It was a dance situation, mm-hmm. and if they liked you, they asked you to come back and read the sides mm-hmm. and sing, and... So they liked me.
Yes, they liked him, guys. They liked him.
Thank God. Or whoever you believe in. Thank
you. Right.
Thank that person. came back in and it went well. And they asked me to stay again. And this time they wanted me to work on like harmonies. They gave me a piece from Jersey Boys mm-hmm. to sing. And I sang with another person who was auditioning, who I... now have become Instagram pals with. He was in The Color Purple.
See, I cuss on here. No fucking way. Really?
Girl, you're fine. I'm a curse too, because you know I was... No, because I was nervous. I was like, should I be cursing up on here?
No, you're good. I keep it raw with the people who are comfortable keeping it raw. But for those who are like a little... Chris, for those who don't know, me and Chris have known each other for like almost, what, a year and a half, 2 years now?
Which is actually nuts. That's actually crazy. Weird to think about that. Yeah, we were in Spring Awakening. I don't know if we...
Yeah, with Boundless Theater. We love them. That is the best group of people that I've met in a very long time. And yeah, we met through there. So we're pretty close. So if it seems like we're talking like ooh, God, like we chat. We're good. Yes. But ooh, you have a little Instagram pal in The Color Purple.
Yes. His name is Gerard M. Williams. He is amazing. He's amazing. Oh my God. Which I was like, good for you that you booked that show. Like, it's crazy that we both had callbacks for the same show, but then like we ended up, you know.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
It's so crazy. Yeah. Like, every world is so, like, all of the theater world, it's like no matter where you go, everybody knows each other no matter what. Mm-hmm. It's like the biggest small world that I have ever been a part of. And it's like, it's so cool, but it's like a little intimidating too. but I mean, hey, you're kind of taking it by storm. Took the bull by the horns and it's just kind of doing it. I love it.
Trying, you know.
Listen, trying is better than nothing. Because there are some people, I know it's so easy to feel discouraged during the time like this. And like, especially like with this new way of living and the new way of art and everything, it's so easy. But I mean, hey, you've been, have an EP. Are you kidding me? You have music? Like, I will jump back. I'm sorry. I feel like I have ADD. I jump back and forth all the time. But like,
girl, you are completely fine because I do the same thing in conversations.
See, we're the same person. Damn it! I'm so happy. But listen, I want to talk about your music because, listen, his music is so good. Like, and I'm not just saying that. I swear. Like, there's so many hints of like so many different influences. I feel like I feel Chloe and Halle. I feel Billie Eilish. I feel like some. I feel like you know, like those type of artists that kind of give you like a vibe, and it's so like amazing. And it kind of gives me goosebumps a little. Like, how long have you been wanting to do music and like want to pursue that and like really make it?
Thank you. Honestly, okay, so music has been, okay, let's go back to the beginning.
Yes, start at the beginning.
So I've always been into art, anything art related, whether it's drawing, film, music. And I started off with drawing when I was a kid. I would draw like little sketches. Anytime I would go to our local library, I would get, my dad, he would say, you can get, you know, an art book or whatever, but you also have to get something with some sort of substance. And he would probably make me read something that had to do with African-American history, because he's very big on that. He's a poli-sci guy. That's what he majored in college, which is so opposite for me. But I appreciate it, especially now with everything that's going on. It's kind of like, okay, like, I didn't realize that would carry on years later. So it's funny how life works. But anyways, long story long, because I will talk. Yeah, so I've always been into music, and music has actually been my first love. Mm. I didn't get into theater until like middle school. I didn't do any productions, but I remember we had a class. I think it was either 7th or 8th grade. We had an acting class. That was my first time doing that. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. But like,
oh, whatever,
you know, it was like cute or whatever. But there was also a part of me that was very hesitant about doing it because I was very shy about it. Mm-hmm. So I went to the track and field route. I went to sports, which is something that I actually love. I love track and field. And I thought it was something I was going to do throughout high school, because I started it my freshman year. And then my sophomore year, that's when things changed. Thank God. It needed to, but like, and that's when I started theater. And then I honestly never really liked musicals at first. I never understood them. But it's funny I say that because I had this conversation with somebody, one of my friends, and I was saying how, like, technically I did like musicals all along because I definitely was bopping to High School Musical.
Yes.
I definitely was bopping to the Cheetah Girls. Like,
yes.
Those are technically musicals, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Let me give it a shot. And then did it throughout high school. I was in all the after school productions. I had theater classes. I did chorus at some point. And yeah. And for this year, for quarantine, I said, you know what? I used to like write lyrics throughout the years. And I said, you know what? I might as well just put a lot of the thoughts that I have, a lot of my stories, mm-hmm. my fantasies, whatever, and actually put it into something. Cause I mean, we have these, y'all can't mm-hmm. see it, but I'm holding my phone. We have our laptops, like yeah. we have equipment, and that's all I use. I didn't have a microphone or anything like that. I just mm-hmm. used what I had, and yeah.
It's so easy to like create and everything. It's like, just like I was saying, it's easy to get discouraged, but hey, he didn't have a mic, y'all. You can still make art with the little things that you have. Like, hey, yeah. I messed around and wanted to make a podcast and here we are. I'm talking to Christopher Miles Livingston and I'm blessed. I'm just no, like that's awesome. But like, what really inspires you with the sound that you're looking for? Like, I know, like I see you on Instagram. I see you posting all your artists supporting Miss Ariana Grande. I love her. All of the, wait. What's your favorite song on the new album?
Just Like Magic.
yes, that is a good choice. That's a good choice. POV. Yep.
POV is so beautiful. Honestly, there's not a bad song to me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. I feel like she's done so, like, this is the one album, like, it's been consistent. She's been very yeah. consistent throughout her whole career, but this album, it's like hands down, all of the songs are amazing.
It's popping. There might be maybe one or two that I don't listen to as much, mm-hmm. but like, Ariana did the thing.
She did the dang thing.
Shout out to Ms. Grande.
Yes, ma'am. She's not going to listen, but you know.
You know what? We're going to manifest it. We're going to be like,
Just like this.
Just damn. Like what? Magic.
Yes, it'll ma'am.
Get to my thumb. Let me.
Then I snap it. yes, I love it.
foolish.
But now you have so many influences and so many different sounds in your sound, and I would really want to know like who inspires you, like what route really made you want to go like towards this particular sound, and where do you even consider yourself in a genre like at all?
No, honestly, especially. You know, like I said, I'm kind of limited to what I have. So I'm just kind of using what I have to somewhat create the vision that I have in my head. Mm-hmm. So I've told other people this before, but like lyrically, these songs mean the world to me. But in terms of the production and stuff like that, it's something that I don't really care too much for because it's not what I really want. And that's fine. Like I said, I just wanted to make something just to challenge myself vocally, lyrically, whatever. But yeah, I wouldn't consider the music that I've released thus far in any sort of particular category. I I'm a music lover, so yeah. I am influenced by so many people from Eartha Kitt. Mm-hmm. To Steve Perry, who is like,
yeah,
I have a deep love for that man, in so many ways. but
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, he's amazing. But no, I really love like 80s pop rock metal. But then I also love my Ella Fitzgerald, I love jazz.
Yes, I love it.
I always say jazz is like my true like soul, like mm-hmm. I feel like that's what is me, but I feel like I do like the pop stuff, you know, I want to dive into like folk sounding music. But yeah, I literally listen to anything from Bollywood.
Yes. I love the range. That's awesome. Do you listen to Yebba?
Yeah.
She got a voice. My boyfriend got me hip to her. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, white girl, that's crazy.
No, she can sing, yeah.
It's amazing. But yeah, I love it. I love the different types of influences. I mean, you have like a mixing pot of like genres and everything that you listen to and are really influenced by, which is beautiful. And it shines through in your music. And I just love that. And hey, despite the production value, baby girl, there's always room to do it again. Like there's always room. And now that hopefully things are opening back up, maybe you can get connected with a studio or something.
I wanted to say this one thing. If you're a music lover, like anybody's listening, if you're a person who like really loves music, mm-hmm. try listening to like everything, because you honestly never, like I genuinely, like, this is not me like capping, DMV, this ain't me capping, but like I genuinely love like a lot of different genres. But if you feel like, well, I don't really like, I don't know, like, I love Marilyn Manson, by the way. I don't really like that sound. You know, it's a little too devil worshipy, like, whatever. I can understand that. I respect that. But I guess basically what I'm trying to say is, like, just listen to everything, because you never know what can sort of,
come to you. Call you.
Yeah, what'll stick to you. And, like, maybe that will spark something and inspire you to do, not even necessarily music, but it can be like whatever, or it can make you feel something that you haven't felt before. And maybe it's important for you to feel that. Right. I don't know where I'm going with this. So this is not the chat to go all that deep into some stuff.
Sick. No, I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, it's true. It's so true, because no matter what, like, I wasn't the biggest Billie Eilish fan. Mm. At all, period. Like, I heard her sing I Don't Want to Be You Anymore in like one of those rooms with like the mic hanging for, and she sounded amazing. But I'm a big diction person, because I've only listened to musical theater. So I was like, and even Ariana does it sometimes, but now I love her so much to where like I'm like, you know what, say whatever you want, I don't care. but it was just, for me, I wasn't feeling it. But then I started kind of like, she started getting more popular to Apple Music, like the up and coming artists, whatever. And I listened to the full album. Mm-hmm. No, I listened to You Should See Me in a Crown for the first time. Because that was like one of the singles along with Bury a Friend. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay, Bury a Friend. Mm-hmm. Okay, You Should See Me in a Crown. Okay. And then like the whole album, it was amazing. And she even made it apparent in an interview, and she was like, yeah, I wanted this album to be something that everybody can listen to. There's a song for everyone.
The one thing that I don't like about musical theater is that it's kind of forced a lot of us to think in this very structured way, you know? And like, I think that's okay, especially for the profession. Like, it makes sense. You know, when you're doing 8 shows a week, whatever, you have to be consistent. But I think it's also important for you to really connect with who you are as an individual artist first, and like what you can do, what you like, dislike, and not think so technical about things, and just literally just be an artist and explore. And then, you know, go back and like do your thing. So, was about to say. So yeah, no, yeah, that's fine. That's out of your comfort zone, because you sounded amazing. Oh, yes, because I saw that cover. She said, "Get nasty, hey." That is my song. What you waiting?
What you waiting for? Like her in the back. What you waiting for? Like that was low key me, like in the studio in my living room with my cat. And it was fun. It's just so different. I mean, I see why you like recording, because like I don't know. It's different. I love it. It's not karaoke. It's not. It's different. It's just so
therapeutic.
Different. Yeah, it's therapeutic. I recorded 6:30 with like 10 harmonies just for fun.
Yes, I love that.
I was like, oh, this sounds so good. But like, it's so cool to see that, to like put the pieces together and just build on it and then improv and keep building and improv more. And oh my goodness, the outcome is so, so rewarding and so refreshing. Like, I'm like, oh, I might mess around and make an album. I'm just kidding.
No, but like, do it.
Bitch, I don't know what to write about. What do I write about? Give me some notes. Like,
whatever topics come to mind. That's the beauty about it. Like, you can write about anything, literally. And I mean, half of these professional artists are, and like, some of it is kind of like, okay, do you? And then some of it's kind of like, okay, do you? But no, you can like write about whatever, you know? It doesn't have to be, I know a lot of people when they think of writing sometimes, not everybody, but like a lot of people think like, oh, I have to like think about a deep personal thing that I went through, or like, it's like, no, you can literally write about the time that you got high for the first time or got your shoe stuck in, I don't know, a hole. And like,
what?
I don't know.
And where, like, are you at? Where are you losing shoes, girl? No, you're not kidding. It's true. Yeah. I mean, like, my boyfriend has started getting into writing and like writing music and writing lyrics. Mm. And honestly, the stuff that he comes up with sometimes, I'm like, are you sure you haven't done music before? Like, it's crazy. He has like something deep inside that, like, when he writes and when he sings, it's like,
it's like, damn. Yeah. Yeah, some people just have that like natural ability to do that. But
no, he's gotten really good though. He's so confident and a lot more wanting to share his art with the world, because you know, it's like it's difficult when you're emerging, especially because he's not like local to here. He lived in Florida, so it's like he's getting a lot more comfortable. And I'm getting him a keyboard for Christmas, so hopefully he'll on some little doo-doo, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Chords. Yeah. That's the word. Chords.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Take Chris's advice, y'all. Listen to everything. I hate country. I still listen to some country songs. I like, don't you?
Listen, you gotta listen.
I'm getting better. Sugarland. I like Sugarland. Some of Taylor's old stuff is pretty good. Carrie Underwood, of course.
Carrie, like, come on.
We love her. Like all of the, you know, I'm slowly starting to dip my toes a little because, you know, I shouldn't be hating on country. I just grew up with like all the pop. Like I was a Hannah Montana stana. So like,
I love it.
So I was like, only pop music, only Disney Channel. And when I hear country, I was just like,
excuse. But ooh. I mean, Miley's from Nashville.
That's she what got I'm that saying. Little twang she in her was, voice. Mm-hmm. She's fake. Cause she caught me in the movie. She caught me in the movie when I was in the theater. I said, is this a country movie? Like, where we at in Tennessee? Right. I was like, but then I was like, okay, The Climb. And honestly, I feel like The Climb was probably like the gateway. She like opened the doors for me. And hey, it's like full circle. Like every artist is influenced and inspired by so many different genres. Like, I honestly wanted to ask you, you're an artist. So like, I've been hearing a lot of like the disco, like 80s kind of feel coming back in a lot of the songs. And it's apparent in Ariana's album too, like very like 80s. I love the vibe. Do you feel like that may be coming back like into the genres and like other people's music? Or what do you think is really like going to be like the next like hit trend or the next sound in like the music industry?
It's funny because I was thinking about this the other day and I was like, honestly, I don't know.
It's tricky.
Like, I feel like a lot of rock is coming back.
Yeah.
Love. I'm here for it. Shout out to Miley Cyrus. Plastic Heart comes out next week.
Oh, hey!
So excited for that album. Billy Idol is on that album, who's also another inspiration. I feel like a lot of people are sort of now going back into like, you know, when it comes to R&B music, they kind of want to go back into that like early 2000s, 90s sort of feel. When it comes to pop music, a lot of people are sampling a lot of those synth sounds for that 80s.
Have you heard Kiana Lede? I believe that's how you pronounce her name. Kiana Lead.
I think so.
This one song. It's like it's called "Mad at Me." She sampled "So Fresh and So Plain." Plain ain't nobody. I'm just so fresh and so fresh and so plain. She sampled that song. Listen, "Mad at Me" by Kiana Lede. I don't know. Look her up. She's awesome. I feel like you would love her stuff because it's very much so like a very like low key Ella May her kind of vibe. Like.
Oh, love I know. It. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Who you talking about?
Yeah, she's good. She's good. I was we were listening to the song in the car because it was like you know, sometimes my Spotify, I just let it run because I like to listen to new music and everything. But hers came on and I was just listening, and then all of a sudden the chorus hit. I was like, oh, so fresh, so clean. Yes. Yep. Exactly. So I was like, hey, okay. So I feel like you really hit the nail on the head. Like that vibe is really like the slow jams, like baby girl, let me take you to bed, like kind of vibe. Yeah. Like it's coming back. Do you think that you're gonna be like leaning towards that sound a little bit more in your newer stuff if you are making newer stuff?
Maybe. I mean, I say I try not to. Well, okay. This is the thing, right?
Rewind, really bad.
There's nothing wrong with doing what's quote unquote trendy. Like, you know, I never say there's anything wrong with that. I kind of hate when people kind of be like, oh, I'm not going to do that because everybody's doing that type of thing. It's like, do it because you want to. Like, don't worry about whatever everybody else is doing.
Right.
So with that being said, maybe I won't do what everybody else is doing. But not like necessarily purposely. Like I try not to make music for the purpose of like, ooh, this is like in right now, so like let me make something similar to that. I literally just make whatever I'm feeling, I would say. And then that sound would come out.
Yeah. I mean, just start with the foundation and then whatever comes out of it will come. Honestly, it's so cool how art works sometimes, because it really just, you have one thing and then all of a sudden it's like, it explodes, and then there's all of these colors. Oh my God. I didn't know this was happening. Okay. I'm gonna just go with it, which is like the most important thing. And in terms of like being an artist, at least, like, just go with the flow. Honestly, the industry is always changing. It's music industry, the theater industry, like, come on, it's a thing. Like, we're always changing and adjusting and everything. It's just so important to just like kind of go with the flow of the ocean. Does that make sense? I don't know. I'm kind of just rambling, but you know.
And it's important to be true to yourself too. And the reason I say this is because I know a lot of people. Actually, had this conversation with one of my friends the other day. He was saying how it sucks that a lot of people who get their sort of like 7 seconds of fame, 15 seconds of fame, whatever. It sucks that that's a thing. Because of, I guess, the way we view the industry as a society. It's kind of very fast paced. Like, we're always like, okay, like, when is Beyonce going to drop her next single or album? Like, we're always kind of like that. And instead, we need to just live in the moment and let people create their art and take time with it and not do it for a quick, like, hey, look at me for like 2 seconds. I feel like I'm going all over the place with that.
No, but it makes sense. Because, I mean, there's so many artists, especially now that I see Mina. I don't mean to, like, drop names, but I'm going to drop them because they're not going to listen to it. But, like, Selena Gomez, where is she? Like, she was dropping some really good stuff, and then all of a sudden, she's gone. Mm-hmm. But she's doing a lot more makeup and, like, producing, which is great.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like delving into the different areas of the arts is always wonderful. Like, try to be more versatile and really, you know, get into it. But I feel like it's really important to take some art and just really spend your time on it and really focus on it. It's so, I mean, like, you, just like you were saying, like, everybody's like, oh, when's the next this? When's the next that? The next movie, the next show, the next Netflix series, any of this stuff. Like, it's so important to just enjoy what we have. I know I binged Bly Manor in like 2 days on Netflix, but there's The Haunting of Hill House. Let's go watch that. You know, that's a horrible analogy, but, you know, hey, it's there. Like, it's just so important to just enjoy, you know? I don't know. I'm just going off. But hey, I think that you are fabulous. I think that you are amazing. Gypsy Queen is out, y'all. It is out. Please go listen to it. He's amazing and he worked really hard on it. Yeah, and like, what can they look forward to with what's next with Chris?
Thank you. Thank you. So y'all can find me on Instagram at I.am.ChristopherMiles. I recently changed my Instagram name. So I was like, what is it? But yeah, you can find me on there. You can find me on Facebook, Christopher Miles, I believe. And
all of his beautiful Bronx Tale photos on there, all of his beautiful cast photos, amazing fit photos, because he's a fashion icon. I didn't even mention that. Good God. Like, some of your fits are so, like, model? Question mark?
I don't know about all that, but I appreciate it. No, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. This quarantine has given me the opportunity to shop till I drop. And yeah. I might drop soon because we're still unemployed. But no.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so you guys can find me on there. That's essentially it. And in terms of what I'm doing next, I think, like I said, just working on my craft. You know, I really want to dive more into film. That's been a passion of mine. So I wanna, I'm actually taking acting classes in a week or so. So we're getting to it. We're starting again because, you know, we gotta make our dreams come true. I know it is possible in this situation, but we're just gonna work as hard as we can.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Chris. I love you dearly. He is such a good friend of mine. Love him so much. Please show him love on Insta, on the Facebooks. And hey, follow at Tencel Places Podcast on Instagram, at Aaliyah_Gardner on Instagram. That's me. Mm-hmm. And you can catch all of Chris's information in the description. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.